having a conversation here at this bush that would not burn. And God is expressing unto Moses that he desires to call him and he desires to use his life. But I want you to consider some things concerning this tonight. And first of all, as we've already made mention of it, I want you to think about the call of God in Moses' life tonight. In Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 4, it makes it evident to us that God has called Moses here out of this burning bush. Now, several things we could say about this burning bush. We know that it is a picture of Israel not consumed through the tribulation and the trial that she'll go through in the world. And thank God, God is still in the business of keeping His promises to His people tonight. Amen. They would pass through the fire of Egyptian persecution. Many years later, there would be a Holocaust. Many years later in the tribulation period, the Antichrist and all of the nations of the world were turned against this Jewish people. But thank God, God is still interested tonight in His people and keeping His promises unto them. This could also be spoken tonight as a picture of our eternal God and His holiness. He forever burns. He is eternal. And we can look at it several ways, but ultimately tonight it is God calling His servant unto Himself tonight. Amen. God showing forth His holiness and showing forth His promises unto this man by the name of Moses tonight. And so we see the call of God. And then secondly, the commission of God in Exodus chapter number 3, verses number 5 and 6. God declares unto Moses that the place thereon he stands is holy ground, and he commands him to take his shoes off. This is an act of worship. It's an act of recognition of who God is. Amen. And thank God with that call tonight. There is a reverence. There is an awe as we stand before the Lord tonight. But then think about this. We not only see the call of God, the commission of God, but think about the command of God. In Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 10, He has commanded Moses to take his shoes off. And in verse number 10, He tells him to put his shoes on. Amen. Can I say this tonight? That after worship, there comes a time to put your shoes on and go to work for God. Amen. Thank God that we can set ourselves apart with like-minded believers and we can worship the Lord. Boy, it's refreshing to the spirit. It just does something for you tonight to get with God's people. But as we leave these doors tonight, we are entering a mission field. We are leaving a place where God has called us to serve tonight. Amen. There's something that God says to Moses as he begins to offer excuses to the call that God has placed upon his life. We look here in the Word of God in Exodus chapter number 4 tonight. And I want you to look here in the opening verses here of the Word of God. The Bible says, Moses answered and said, but... And he said, behold, they will not believe me nor hearken unto my voice. He begins to use these excuses as to why he can't go and he can't be Israel's deliverer. He can't do what God would have him to do. But it's interesting tonight that God doesn't necessarily get an angel to come speak to him or anything like that. God directs Moses' attention to something that he has on his person. He directs his attention to something that he has carried with him on this shepherd journey. He directs his attention to whatever it is in his hand tonight. And the Bible says in verse number 2, and the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And you can almost kind of hear the underwhelming statement in Moses' voice. He looks and here he is. He's seen a burning bush and he's heard the voice of God, and God is directing his attention to this rod, and God says, what is that in thine hand? And you can almost hear Moses look and say, it's a rod. What's interesting to me about this rod is this rod seems a very simple object. It's a very carnal object. It's something that Moses had every day of his life, particularly in this portion of his life. And as Moses looked down and he saw a rod, listen, God saw something greater tonight. Moses may have just seen a rod, but God saw an object and a man holding that object with great great potential in his life. And I want to preach on this thought for just a few moments tonight on the power of potential. The power of potential. You are sitting in this room tonight, and I want you to understand that there are untapped resources sitting in your seat tonight. There is unclaimed power sitting where you're sitting tonight. Amen. There are resources that have not been used. There is capability and opportunity that is yet to be seen. You say, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? I'm talking about you tonight. Amen. And I'm talking about the potential that God has to use your life and do something wonderful with you. That's something far greater than what you could have ever imagined if you would just yield yourself to Him tonight. Amen. The power of potential. Number one, I want you to see this tonight. I want you to think about what the rod represented. God speaks to him in verse number 2. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. Just a simple object tonight. But this rod represents some things tonight. I think about this rod representing, number one, Moses and his occupation. At this time in Moses' life, we know the story. He was there among the Egyptians. He grew up with great promise. He grew up around great wealth there in the household of Pharaoh. And there was a burden that arose in his heart. And of course, he slew that Egyptian and he had to flee for his life. And now he's here in this place tonight. Amen. God is calling him and God is speaking to him before this burning bush. But what is Moses doing right now at this moment in time in his life? Here Moses is, and he is a shepherd tonight. Amen. A shepherd was a disregarded occupation. A shepherd was a despised occupation tonight. But aren't you glad that as we read Moses' story, even though he came from prominence and he came from a great place of wealth, listen, the Bible talks about Moses rejecting those things and suffering the reproach of Christ and suffering the reproach of heaven's later reward and rejecting those things. And here this man is with all that he had at his disposal, and we find him leading sheep tonight. Amen. I'm glad that God is not interested tonight in overlooking you because of your standing in society. Amen. I'm glad that there are no prerequisites when it comes to serving God tonight. Hallelujah. Listen, we may not have met all of the qualifications. We might all have not have had all the I's dotted and the T's crossed just right, but I'm glad tonight that God is interested in using people that are overlooked, using people that are despised and rejected and disregarded by everybody else tonight. Amen. It represents his occupation, but then the rod not only represents his occupation, it represents his objective tonight. Amen. What was the objective that he was doing? He was leading sheep. But what did God want him to do? God wanted him to lead a nation tonight. Amen. All throughout the Word of God, we see shepherds and sheep tonight, and that typifies God leading his people. Even a pastor tonight is viewed in the Word of God as a shepherd leading the people of God to the green fields of the Word of God and the cool, refreshing waters of the Bible tonight. And you know, if you think about it tonight, leading sheep and leading people is not all that different tonight. Now, I'm not pointing any fingers tonight, but you know, sheep are dumb and people are dumb. Amen. That's why you need a pastor tonight, and that's why I need a pastor, because if a sheep is left to himself, he'll get disease and he'll die and he'll do stupid things that stupid animals do. He'll just be eating grass and just roll off of the cliff. And he's dead before he even realizes what happened. Amen. That's why you need a preacher tonight. Amen. That's why you need a pastor. Amen. That's why the YouTube preacher. Amen. And the internet church and the satellite church and all those things that we experienced during COVID that ain't church tonight. Amen. They are no substitute for the living, breathing organism that Christ died for at Calvary. Thank God for the church tonight. Amen. Represents his occupation, it represents his objective, but then tonight it represents his obstacles. Yeah. God desired the rod, because God could use it. And we're going to find out that God did use it. But all Moses saw was a useless rod. You understand tonight, God wants to use your life and God wants to do something with you. But if you're anything like me, oftentimes God will speak to me or I'll read about something in the Word of God or I'll see some great pioneer of the faith, what they did, and I'll say, you know, I can't really do that because of A, B, and C. I don't really meet the criteria, and so X, Y, Z keeps me from being what God would have me to be. But listen, we may see those things as obstacles. We may see those things as undesirable, but God has foreordained those things in our life to make us who we are. And listen, there is only one you tonight, and let God use you for His honor and for His glory. If God wanted to use somebody else, He'd call them. If God wanted to give somebody else the opportunity, He would have already done that. But He's spoken to you and He's put you in your place of service and He's put you where He's wanted you tonight. And just do what God would have you to do tonight. Yes. Amen. Because all of those hang-ups and all of those undesirable things that you're worried about tonight, God has a wonderful way of using you just like you are tonight. And He wants to sanctify you and He wants to change you and He wants to conform you into the image of His Son tonight. And the rod represents some things. Just as this rod was insignificant, it was just a stick or a branch brought out of a dry desert ground, so too was Moses brought forth out of obscurity. And God uses those in the shadows and in obscure places in life tonight. Amen. God was able to use an ordinary man for an extraordinary plan tonight. Listen, this is not some fairy tale. This is not something out of Reader's Digest. This is directly out of the Word of God tonight. Amen. God is able to use a man with whatever he has in his hand tonight. And God knows the potential that lays waiting in your life. I think about some characters in the Word of God that God used tonight. I think about Ehud in the book of Judges. He had a dagger tonight. Amen. Shamgar had an ox goad. Gideon's 300. Just had pitchers and lamps. Samson had a jawbone. David had a sling and five smooth stones. The widow had a pot of oil. The lad had his lunch. And thank God Moses had his rod. And you've got whatever it is that life has dealt you tonight. And just know that God is able to use you who you are, where you are, and how you are tonight. Amen. The rod represents some things. But then, can I say this tonight? That the rod requires some things. If you'll look in Exodus chapter number 4, verse number 17 tonight, the Bible says, "And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs." Moses has been called by God, and Moses has been shown signs to respond to the excuse, and God is kind of getting frustrated with Moses. He's getting kind of angry with him because God desires to use this individual. There's nobody else on the backside of this desert. There's nobody else talking to this bush. Amen. And so this shepherd, this Hebrew man that God desires to use, he's got him where he wants him and begins to talk to him. And Moses is offering up these excuses tonight. Amen. Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 11. Moses said, "Who am I?" He's trying to say that he has no ability. Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 13. He says, "What shall I say?" He tries to say that he has no message. Exodus 4 and verse number 1. He says, "In essence, they won't believe me." He says that he has no authority. Exodus chapter number 4 and verse number 10. He said, "I am not eloquent. I can't talk right. I can't put the words together." And then we find in Exodus chapter number 4 and verse number 13, there's no desire. He said, "Send, I pray thee, let Aaron go, or let some other Hebrew go." And there was no real desire there. But listen, we have to understand tonight that it wasn't Moses that had the ability. It wasn't Moses that had the message. It wasn't Moses that had the authority. It wasn't Moses that had the eloquence. And it really wasn't Moses deep down that had the desire. All of those things were backed and they were supplied by God tonight. Amen. And if you'll just say yes to God, thank God the ability will come. If you'll say yes to God, God will give you something to say. There'll be a message. Listen, if you'll say yes to God, you don't have any authority. But He'll let you stand in His authority tonight. Amen. They said there was no eloquence. Hey, I'm telling you, God has been able to take preachers who could not read and not write their name in boxcar letters and use them and gave them the power of God and use them with a great purpose tonight. Amen. And unlock the potential that lay waiting in their personality and lay waiting in their life tonight. Amen. Moses here, he's still offering up these excuses. God gives his rebuttal. God says, all right, you're not going to believe what I say. You're stubborn like the rest of these Jews are going to be. And so what I'm going to have to do is I'm just going to have to give you a sign. That's what y'all like. That's what y'all are used to. Y'all like signs. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to oblige you, and I'm going to give you three signs to represent what I'm going to do in your life. If you think about it tonight, Exodus chapter number 4 and verse number 4 here in the Word of God, look at what the Bible says. The Bible said, and the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand and take it by the tail. He takes his rod, he casts it on the ground, and it becomes a serpent tonight. That thing begins to crawl around, and he says, take it by the tail. And I can imagine Moses said, are you serious? And he goes down and he takes it by the tail. It becomes a rod again in his hand tonight. Amen. We find in verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, and the Lord said furthermore, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said in verse number 7, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. The Lord said this. He said, if they won't believe this sign, they won't believe this sign, I got one more for you, Moses. He said, I want you to go down to the river. And I imagine maybe, I don't know what river this was. It was some river there in the mountains. And he said, go there to the river, and I want you to draw that water out, and I want you to pour that water out on the ground. And you know what happened? That water became blood tonight. Amen. You say, what's so important about that? Hey, can I submit to you tonight the very signs that God gave to Moses, he's given to the church tonight. You say, what are you saying? Thank God he reached down and he grabbed that serpent by the tail and it became a rod and he took it up. Thank God that represents tonight power over Satan's devices. Hallelujah. He said there was power over sin's dominion. He took his hand and he put it in and took it out. That leprosy, that picture of sin, was present. He said put it back in and he put it in and it came out and it was like all of his other flesh. Amen. Thank God he gave power over Satan's devices. He gave power over sin's dominion. And thank God, listen, he took that water out of that river, he poured it out on the ground, and it became blood tonight. Thank God, listen, he said, Moses, I'm giving you power over the sting of death. Hallelujah. Thank God, we've, as the church, through the Lord Jesus Christ, we've been given power over Satan's devices. We've been given power over sin's dominion. We've been given power over the sting of death. Boy, I thought about this tonight. Moses took that water and he poured it out and he turned it into blood. Oh, but I'm glad in John chapter number 2 that the Lord took a little bit of water and he turned it into wine. That law represents death. That law represents destruction. Oh, but thank God that new covenant tonight, it brings life, it brings victory, it brings joy, it brings glory, it brings blessing, it brings contentment. Thank God, God, I'm just a little bit excited over the fact that I'll never have to die and go to hell. I'll never have to answer for my sin. I'll never have to spend one moment in the charred walls of the damned. But I'll walk on that golden daybreak. Thank God I'll walk down the sunny banks of sweet deliverance because of what Jesus did at Calvary tonight. Amen. Amen. All of these signs having given to the church. Well, we've been given power over Satan through the Lord. We've been given power over sin's dominion. We've been given power over the sting of death. You'll never die. You've got eternal life. Hallelujah. Brother Sammy used to say, don't nobody get excited, but you're only going to... that God has given the church, and we still make excuses as to why we cannot serve God.
Amen.
Moses was concerned about his ability, but God was concerned tonight about his availability. Where does the potential lie? The potential lies tonight in just saying yes to the Lord. The potential lies tonight is not looking around and thinking about the hang-ups you have and thinking about why you can't do this and why you can't do that, but the fact that God called you to Amen. Do something. Yes. That the God of heaven spoke to you and has something for you to do tonight. Such a wonderful thing. Yes. Moses refused. And listen, he missed out on greater blessings. You say, what do you mean by that? He brings up Aaron. God had a place for Aaron. But you know who we find talking a lot? We find Aaron talking a lot. We find Aaron having to come in and be the spokesperson and be the representative in the eyes of the Egyptians. And this caused Moses some problems later on because of his own procrastination. There were some issues. There was some difficulty that was present because Moses did not immediately obey. Let me tell you something tonight. The longer we prolong things, and that's just disobedience. We like to dress that up and say, well, you know, it's just not the right time, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that. Delayed obedience is still just disobedience tonight. And the longer you wait, the more you're robbing yourself of being used, and the more you wait, you're robbing yourself of a blessing tonight. Can I ask you a question tonight? If you're not going to serve God now, when are you?
Yeah, see
if you're not going to serve Him now, when? Rod represented some things. The rod required some things, but then can I say this tonight, finally, that the rod revealed some things. Look again in verse number 17. The Bible says, and thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. The power tonight was not in Moses' personality, was not in his character or even his ability. But God wanted what was in his hand, that thing that represented who he was as an individual tonight. And all throughout the life of Moses, we see every victory and every accomplishment that is recorded about concerning Moses. You know what's there with him? That rod. That rod is present with him tonight. The last place that we see the rod is in Exodus chapter number 17. When Moses is standing on the mountain and Joshua and the host are fighting against Amalek. They're fighting against the enemies of the people of God. And they raised the hands of that man of God. They raised that rod and they raised what represented the potential that that man had in his life that God desired to use all of those years ago. And God used what He gave to Moses all those years ago to bring him from victory to victory tonight. Whatever you have, God is willing to use. Whoever you are, listen, God is willing to use. Wherever you place your hand, He is able to take it farther than what you could tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God there is potential tonight that God sees and knows is in your life, and He desires to use your life tonight. So the question is what are you going to do with it?
That's right.
This is not a tactic. This is not something to try to make anybody feel guilty, but this is just the way it is tonight. When I get to the judgment seat, I don't want to see all of the wasted opportunities that I had to gain rewards, to gain things, and give them back to the Lord Jesus Christ and ultimately glorify Him with. I don't want to see what all I missed out on. I've done enough foolish things. I've squandered enough opportunities. I've said no too many times to want to relive that and recount that. But thank God tonight we have the ability to be used of God. We're living in light of a judgment seat tonight. We're living in light of eternity. May we not get so caught up in the day-to-day, the mundane, living the life, working the job that we forget There is a payday someday. For we must all appear, Paul talking to believers, before the judgment seat of Christ. And what I don't want to do is look and see all of the wasted potential because I was too selfish or too lazy or just too complacent to say yes to the Lord and let Him use my life how He wanted to tonight. As they play, as they sing, we're all standing tonight.